I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Pilevsky, and as you may have noticed, we are fundraising in December. We've never done this before, and we're only doing it now because we encountered a monster technical problem in October and November. Since it's Hanukkah, you might say we had big tzuras, and we did. I thought it might be nice to celebrate the 8 days of Hanukkah with a short feature each day on a piece of Jewish music. So without further ado, here's day two. Of course he wrote that, and he also wrote this. And even this. But our story today is about none of these. Our story today is about Misha. Yasha. Tosha. And Sasha. In 1921, George Gershwin and his brother Ira were writing songs literally at the drop of a hat. While George hadn't become the successful classical composer yet, as Rhapsody in Blue was still 3 years away, he was writing some amazing shows and especially songs. His brother Ira was right there with him, providing excellent lyrics to George's infectious music. Back to our story. With the advent of all the strife in Tsarist and later Soviet Russia, Jews were leaving in record numbers and arriving to the golden shores of these United States. Among them were many well-trained musicians, especially violinists, from the conservatories in St. Petersburg, Odessa, and Moscow. The four violinists immortalized in Gershwin's song are Misha Elman, Yasha Heifetz, Tosha Zeidel, and Sasha Jacobson. Just imagine them all descending on the New York music scene at the same time. Also mentioned in the song is the most famous Russian pedagogue, Leopold Auer, who taught three out of our four fiddlers at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. The amazing Viennese violinist, Fritz Kreisler, is also given a nod as the only violinist who can stand up to this incredible Russian-Jewish musical invasion. For lyricist Ira Gershwin, all of this must have been irresistible. He came up with gems like, "We're not highbrows, we're just hebrows anyone can see. Misha, Yasha, Tosha, Sasha, fiddle-dee, fiddle-dee, dee." I can't remember when it was, but some decades ago I was fortunate enough to get an invitation from the Library of Congress Music Department to look at Yasha Heifetz's papers. While I was there, they also showed me, among other treasures, the pencil score of the Gershwin Piano Concerto. They also have the original manuscript of Rhapsody in Blue, for that matter. I asked my colleague if she had ever heard the song Misha Yasha Tosha Sasha, and she replied no. Something must have happened, because several weeks later I received a mysterious envelope with a cassette tape recording of the song. I never knew who sang it or exactly how it got to me, but I was thrilled to hear the tune that I had heard about for so long. It's not exactly glatt kosher to have the entire song on the podcast, so I'm just providing an excerpt, but there is a link to a complete performance of this on YouTube that is just beside what you clicked on to get this.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, we're four fiddlers three.
We really think you ought to know that we were born right in the middle of darkest Russia. When we were 3 years old or so, we all began to play the fiddle in darkest Russia when we began.
So go thou and find the complete song on YouTube by the Funny Boners. It will make your day. Two last things before we go. If you look at the published music of Misha, Yasha, Tosha, Sasha, you'll see that the lyrics are by Arthur Francis. Ira Gershwin was nervous about people thinking he was trading on his brother's celebrity, so he used a pseudonym. I always wondered where it came from until I realized that there were four children in the Gershwin family: George, Ira, Arthur, and Francis. The second thing is that you may well say to me, "So what, Pilevsky? It's just a novelty song." Well, it is a novelty song, but it's a novelty song about one of the most significant classical music events of the early 20th century, and that is the domination of the violin scene by these amazing Jewish kids who were coming out of Russia. It was the violin that allowed many of them to leave the shtetl. Misha Elman can justifiably say that he grew up in the shtetl and eventually played the violin for kings. Misha, Yasha, Tosha, Sasha, indeed. I wish you well whatever you celebrate this holiday season. Chag Sameach works for about everything. If you enjoy this and what we do at 91.5 FM, I hope you make a pledge at WBJC.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll look forward to the third day of Hanukkah with you tomorrow.